Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church. In our weekly podcast, today's word from our Sunday sermon. If after listening you have questions or want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Every time the challenge comes up of getting a sermon ready, it's always interesting to see what happens. We start with the text and then kind of go from there. This week, it's from Colossians 3, verses 1 to 17, and we have been talking about the resurrection. So here we are. You've been raised to life with Christ. Now set your heart on what is in heaven, where Christ rules at God's right side. Think about what is up there, not about what is here on earth. You died, which means your life is hidden in Christ, who sits beside God. Christ gives meaning to your life. When he appears, you will also appear with him in glory. Don't be controlled by your body. Kill every desire for the wrong kind of sex. Don't be immoral or indecent or have evil thoughts. Don't be greedy, which is the same as worshiping idols. God is angry with people who disobey him by doing these things. And that is exactly what you did when you lived among people who behaved this way. But now you must stop doing such things. You must quit being angry, hateful, and evil. You must no longer say insulting or cruel things about others and stop lying to each other. You have given up your old way of life with its habits. Each of you is now a new person. You are becoming more and more like your Creator, and you will understand him better. It doesn't matter if you are a Greek or a Jew, if you're circumcised or not. You may even be a barbarian or a Scythian. You may be a slave or free person, yet Christ is all that matters. He lives in all of us. God loves you and has chosen you as his own special people. So be kind, gentle, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love is more important than anything else. It is what ties everything completely together. Each one of you is a part of the body of Christ. You were chosen to live together in peace. So let the peace that comes from Christ control your thoughts and be grateful. Let the message about Christ completely fill your lives while you use all your wisdom to teach and instruct others with thankful hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. Whatever you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you give thanks to God the Father because of him. So here's where we're going. Have you ever experienced kindness? What is the kindest thing anyone has ever done for you? Brought over a meal when you were sick, helped you get your car out of the driveway in a snowstorm. Back when I was visiting Mixed Market up the street for an occasional ham, egg, and cheese on a hard roll, I heard the head of the deli's daughter having a complete meltdown because she had missed the bus to school during the June's Regents exams. She was pleading with her mother with tears about driving her to school, but mom was just unable with the whole stack of people waiting for orders. So I called her mother over and said, "Look, I don't have to be at work at any particular time, so I could go get my car and take her to school for you. But I'm only offering knowing that either you or she might be uncomfortable with that. So you can decide, talk it over with her, and then she can be there in like 20 minutes. So I ended up taking her. And she was silent most of the way there, staring at her hands until I said, "By the way, I really like red hair." By the way, she had red hair. I said, "I used to have red hair." She looked up very quizzically and said, "Really? What is the kindest thing you've ever done for someone else?" Well, there have been many times when people have been exceptionally kind to Sue and I. One of the times that stands out was when Adam Battles came over and filled up my car with gas. I had called the session to let them know that my father had died in Buffalo, and after what was supposed to be a successful carotid artery surgery. So Sue and I and newborn baby Brian were headed off to Buffalo to be with my mother and sisters. Adam, who was on the session at the time, showed up at our door and asked me for my car keys and then disappeared with the car, only to come back to announce that the gas tank was full since it was evening and he knew we would be driving through the night and wouldn't find many places open for gas. He never asked what was needed. He just did a kindness because that is what the people of God do. What is the kindest thing anyone has ever done for you? And as long as we're talking about it, what are some of the kindnesses you have shared with others? Acts of love or generosity that you have just done, even though there was no benefit for you. Did you know that being kind not only marks you out as being a good Boy Scout? After all, the Boy Scout law says a Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. It also marks you out as a person who is a bit fruity. Yeah, because God's people are filled with the Holy Spirit, which is made evident in the fruit of the Spirit. That is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In fact, Paul here in Colossians reminds us again that resurrection people are kind. It's a sure sign that we understand our forgiven status, that we are no longer proud and arrogant, argumentative and difficult, divisive and dismissive of others, but are instead gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Resurrection changes everything. It both makes us into people of hope because our future is secure, but it also empowers us to be like Christ. It empowers us to care about others, to love them, even when we disagree with them, even when they are hard to love, even when they persecute us, even when that kindness is costly. Our job as Christ followers is not to put them down or to prove them wrong or to make sure they get their comeuppance, but to love them into a changing relationship with the living Christ. An encounter that can change their understanding of themselves and their vision of the world and can enable them to be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient too. Resurrection is not just a conversation about the future. It's not just a conversation about what will happen to us after death, because as Paul makes clear, it has everyday consequences. Paul says God loves you and has chosen you as his own special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love is more important than anything else. It is what ties everything completely together. So, kindness is truly a superpower because it comes from supernatural origins in the heart of God, and it can change the everyday circumstances and certainly the attitude of people around us who are struggling, lost, hurt, confused, and angry. So the question is, who do you need to be kind to? Who do you know that has been struggling with illness or childcare or finances or just life? And what could you do that would make a difference even for just a moment? Bob has been in and out of the hospital and the rehabilitation home. I don't know what's on his diet, but what about dropping off just a slice of that birthday cake you probably shouldn't eat anyway? Archie and Maria are struggling at home. What about sending a card with a note that you're praying for them every day? Our confirmation class is joining the church next Sunday. What about writing a verse of scripture that you love on an index card for each of the three of them, Caitlin, Mason, and Aubrey? Or a special prayer, and we will include it in their gift bags. And which of your neighbors needs you right now to do something to give them hope? Which of your coworkers? Which of your enemies? Whatever it is, get your kindness engine running to show that resurrection power is alive and well in your life and that you're actively looking for ways to touch others with the love and peace and presence of Christ through your kindness. Amen. Well, thanks, folks, for joining us for this particular podcast. It's been fun. Remember, if you have questions or thoughts or ideas, feel free to send them along. Be absolutely delighted to hear from you. It's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church.